Welcome back, West Michigan. It's Saturday morning, and you're listening to the Girling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's a beautiful day. We are in midsummer. Bob, I tell you what, I am ready to do some grilling today, man.
Me too. I'll be grilling. I'm going to fire up my smoker as soon as I get home. We're having a little going-away party for Junior.
Right.
He's shipping out to the Army National Guard tomorrow. I'll take him to Lansing. So we've got like probably 50 to 80 just freshly graduated high school boys, and I'm sure a few girls coming over. So I have, I think, about 10 packs of Viennas, and I got a whole bunch of pork I'll be smoking. So I'm going to smoke the pork, and I'm going to put those Viennas on the grate and just grill them as they need them, and the Sprite and Coca-Cola will be flowing.
Absolutely. Then, maybe some of that Schmoe's root beer. That stuff's great. We had a couple kegs of that for his graduation party.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Should have done that.
Yep. But on the line right now, we've got our friend Ed O'Keefe from Chateau Grand Traverse Winery. Ed, you out there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, good morning, Ed. This is Bob, and the other golden voice over there here is Jop.
And, how are you?
Hey, good.
Great, great.
So, man, you have a phenomenal winery, Chateau Grand Traverse, and if my wife's listening, she's probably all excited because she loves your Riesling, and I think part of my retirement account is now in yours. So
that's nice to hear.
Yeah, I bet it is. How do I get it back? Anyway.
One sip at a time, Bob. One sip at a time.
That's right. So why don't you just take a second and tell these folks what Chateau Grand Traverse is really all about if they've never been there?
Oh, well, I can do that. We've been the maverick of wineries for 38 years. It's one of those deals where they said Riesling and Vinifera, which is a European variety, wouldn't grow. We didn't believe that. And eventually now we've become really a pretty large stock winery. It's interesting, too, we're a winery that has 25 different kinds of wines to taste, because my feeling was, why should I stick to one or two wines? I'm trying to please everybody. So we've done that. And what's interesting, too, is our wines are sold from New York to California, Germany, Japan, China. It's surprising. People don't realize it. We're up here on the old Mission Peninsula. We have some of the most beautiful views in the world, and we're pretty proud of it. And the fact is, I have my two sons. One is the head winemaker, and the other one is the president of the company, and I'm the guy that sits back and lets them do all the work. So that's about what I can say about the winery.
Well, as far as your tasting room, I have been there, and it is a beautiful setting. You certainly know how to please people when they show up, and when they take a little taste at your place, it's not just a little bitty splash that barely gets a glass wet. They get a real taste of that wine. And I know personally, when we left there the last time, we left with bags and bags of wine. And it's just a fun experience. If you're going to the Traverse City area, you have to go out on that peninsula, and you have to stop at some of those phenomenal vineyards, because it's a fun weekend. But now,
yeah, that's interesting, because really the wineries on Old Mission, all of them are making really wonderful wines, world-class wines. This might be of interest to you. My son made a wine called Lot 49. We took best of class in the London World Contest. 40 countries entered, 8,000 entries, and we took best of class. Followed the next year by the International San Francisco Wine Contest, and we took best of class there. I don't think people realize it, but we've been taking golds and double golds and best of class in California and international tastings every year. So people should realize that Michigan itself is making world-class wines, and we have the proud distinction of being the first ones to do it.
Ed, that's fantastic. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We have the pleasure. We're talking with Ed O'Keefe, the owner of Chateau Grand Traverse Winery. Ed, I see you have an inn at the winery as well. Tell us a little bit about that. Traverse City's a couple hours from Grand Rapids. If somebody wanted to come up and have a few glasses of wine and maybe a nice meal and didn't want to drive home, you've got a place to stay, don't you?
Yeah, we have an inn here. It's pretty well booked up throughout the whole summer, right up into the fall. And you'd have to put in and make a reservation. But, yes, we do. It's quite an interesting place. We've been open. We don't really advertise much. It's a word-of-mouth deal, and we have the same people coming every year. But we always have a few rooms open. It's just a matter of making a reservation. You're absolutely right there.
So we can just stay at your house?
Absolutely.
Now, you have a really cool background. You actually did a little law enforcement work before you got into wine. And I guess, you know, if you're doing law enforcement work, a glass of wine when you get home after chasing bad guys isn't a bad deal.
Yeah, I went over from a federal narcotic agent into the alcohol business. That's very interesting. Yeah, I worked on some pretty good cases out of New York City. I was an undercover agent for 3 years. I worked on the Vito Genovese case, the Valachi people. I put some pretty decent mafia figures in jail, namely Joe DiPalermo. I can go down a list of those. So I was kind of a notorious agent.
Now,
that's a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. We like what you're doing now just as well, although we certainly need people chasing bad guys. And it's too bad because you had to lock up a bunch of guys who were big wine drinkers. So I don't know. There's a dichotomy there. You are working.
I used to say, Eddie, how could you do this to me? I give you the best weight. I've always been nice to you. How can you do it? I always say, well, I'm a good guy and you're a bad guy.
Yeah. Now, you're working on something that is, in my opinion, going to revolutionize the wine industry. Can you talk at all about that publicly?
Oh, sure I can. We will put it out probably in August for actual. You'll be seeing it quite a lot in September. It's not just that's not just you thinking that. I've had letters from the major wineries in the United States that one of them has said that probably within 5 years, most of the wines in the United States by the glass will be done by this type of method. I've in the last 2 years invented a machine, a dispenser, that's probably unique to anything that's out there today. I had a chicken and an egg type arrangement. I made the machine, and then I had to figure out how to get the wines into that machine. Sounds funny, but that's what I did. We worked on I guess you see the bag in the box that's off the shelf. Well, we use that concept, but it's entirely different. Our bag is treated with a formula called EVOH, in which we have an oxygen inhibitor, which allows us to keep that wine up to 10 months after it's working. I mean, after it's been open. Wow. I mean, you can put it away, and 10 months later, the wine is still good. It's 85% cheaper in actually boxing the wine than it is in bottling the wine. You know, it's green. It's a credit. You can put your credit card in, and you can serve yourself. I have a lithium battery so that when we go on cruise ships and go on, besides cruise ships, going into casinos or caterers, it's mobile. You can pour four wines. And when you start talking about pairing wines, you can go in and say, okay, what do you have for dessert? What do you have for the main meal? What do you have for the soup? And what do you have for the salad? You can push and have 2 ounces of each one of those so that you're not tasting one wine straight through. You've got four different tastes that fit with your meal. Plus, it's going to be able for people to have more expensive wines at a less cost. Because it's just one of those things. You don't have any waste. You don't have any overpours. It does on-time inventory. I mean, I can go on and on forever on this thing.
That's cool.
And we have a number of people, which is surprising, has already ordered this machine. The Epcot Center, the French Pavilion, believe it or not, wants it. The new Joe Muirs is opening up. It's going to be using it. And we're making special wines for him for his fish restaurant. We have... Yeah, I can go on and on, and we're not even trying to market or sell this machine until probably July and August. So maybe that's maybe that's enough for you.
Well, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We're talking with Ed O'Keefe Jr., and he's the founder of Chateau Grand Traverse. And Ed has come up with a contraption that he's going to mount in my Suburban. And, oh, no, you don't have a car version of that, do you?
Yeah, you could probably put it in there if you wanted to.
Well, listen, that I think is very cool, because if you can lower the cost of a glass of wine, more people will be able to try your phenomenal wines. And as I touched on before, your Riesling and your Select Harvest Riesling are very common sights in our house, and I think in a lot of people's houses, because when I go into the D&W store near me, I see huge sections of that on their wine rack. So that tells me the volume's there.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Ed, do you have any special summer wines? Do you do a seasonal varietal that we should know about that we can maybe only find in a store this time of year?
Yeah, I think really right now some of the whites we have, and it's interesting, we make a Pinot Noir white. It has all the flavors of a red Pinot Noir, but it's white, and it's a summer wine. Our Ship of Fools, which is a whole cluster press Riesling, that's pretty nice. Or a Pinot Grigio, probably very nice. But for just plain a sensory white wine would be our whole cluster Riesling, our semi-dry Riesling. Basically, most of the Riesling Chardonnays are pretty good for summer.
Okay, I'm grilling ribs this afternoon. What would you recommend to go with those ribs I'm going to be smoking up?
Ribs, I would probably say a Merlot or a... well, I don't know. I would say a Merlot or probably one of our Bordeaux-type selections. Pinot Noir would be good. But really, I think now that I think about it, our Gamay Noir, which is sold in pretty near all the French restaurants in Manhattan, they seem to like it. I think a Gamay Noir would be beautiful. That's just below the Pinot Noir area, and it's a red wine, which I think would be perfect for that.
Yeah, I agree. And I have not had your Gamay yet, but I'm going to put that on my list. Well, listen, Ed, it's just great to talk to you. And the next time I do a tasting up there, I hope that that you're pouring the wine. And
I'll try to.
We'll certainly enjoy another visit to Chateau Grand Traverse. And we appreciate you taking the time with us this morning to talk to our listeners.
You know, I missed the governor's breakfast this morning for this.
Well, we feel important. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you very much, guys.
Yeah, great. Thank you. That was Ed O'Keefe Jr. from Chateau Grand Traverse, one of the finest wineries in North America. It's right here in Michigan. It's on the mitten. Pure Michigan, baby.
Yeah, and as he said, he's grilling some world-class wines up there that we should be really proud of the Made in Michigan label. He's serving them all over the world, but they're affordable, too. They're in your D&W stores and your Family Fair stores and their wine areas. They're all there. But
you know the problem is?
What's that?
Now Rick Snyder's going to be pissed.
It's all right. He'll get over it. He's got other things to do. You know, coming up next, Bob's going to talk to us about the myth and history of grilling. He's got some grilled tortilla recipes for the family and the kids. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.